Welcome back to KSUB Culture and Language Bridge Language Lessons. My name is Anne Hepfer, and I'm your host today. So far, we've heard lessons from many places, and now we are going to hear a language lesson from Korea. Thank you, Jeongmi.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeongmi Kim, and I'm from Korea. I'm glad to be with you this morning at KSUB to share with you some information about my language, Korean. Let me now compare between Korean and English. The English alphabet has 26 letters, but Korean has only 24 letters. We can express any sounds in the word with the combination of the letters in Korean. Other major differences are sentence structure and stress rules. In comparison to English, the Korean language has a different word order system. In English, sentence structure starts with a subject followed by a verb, while in Korean, sentence starts with a subject followed by an object and then verb. For example, you say that Tom loves Jane. Subject, verb, object. But with Korean say, 탐은 제인을 사랑해요. Which is translated literally to Tom Jane loves. Regards to pronunciation, in English, there is a specific stress in each word. If you speak with the wrong stress in each part of a word, native English speakers could misunderstand the meaning. For example, D-E-S-E-R-T, desert, has a stress on the first syllable, meaning a large, hot, and dry area. But when I stress on the second syllable, S-E, then the native English speaker thinks about dessert, yes, food. However, in the Korean language, we don't have any stress rule. So, when you're speaking Korean, just try to say each word a little slowly and loudly. Then Korean native speakers can understand when you're saying. Now, I'd like to introduce to you the three most frequently used words. Hello, thank you, and I'm sorry in Korean formal expressions. If you know these words, your travel in Korean would be much easier, safer, and more welcoming. First, hello in Korean, 안녕하세요. 안녕 is hi, 하세요 is ending phrase to make a formal sentence. If you are speaking with your friends, just 안녕 is enough. However, you should speak in a formal way by saying 안녕하세요. When you talk to someone who is older or someone you first met, listen and repeat 안녕하세요. Second, thank you in Korean. 감사합니다. 감사 is gratitude. 합니다 is another ending phrase to make a new speak. 감사합니다. The last expression, I'm sorry in Korean. 죄송합니다. 죄송 is an apology. 합니다, yes, is an ending phrase to make a new speak. 죄송합니다. Now, it's time to practice. Listen carefully to the situation and think about what the person would most likely say to the other person at the end. Are you ready? Let's go. Honestly, I prepared this lecture for 3 days and 2 nights. Imagine you find it very interesting and helpful. What would you most likely to say to me? Thank you. 감사합니다. After this, you may want to meet me. Amazingly, you run into me on campus. What would you most likely say to me? Hi. 안녕하세요. I want to say something to you, but too many people surround me, so I have to escape the place hurriedly, saying nothing to you. What would I most likely say to you in my mind? I'm sorry. 죄송합니다. Your current pronunciation is great. Congratulations. Now you can survive in Korea with these three expressions. I hope you enjoyed this brief lecture on Korean language. Thank you for listening to my radio lesson. If you have more interest in Korean language, feel free to contact me through SU email kimj49 at clu.edu. 감사합니다.
감사합니다 to you too, Jungmi. Okay, we'll take a brief break and come back with another language lesson.